I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work Life Woo. Happy Work Life Woo.
Woo!
Work Life Woo Wednesday. It is October 30th when you're hearing this. But today we're recording virtually and it is a 10-10 portal. It's October 10th.
On October 30th, Haley is going to be in Denmark.
I'm going to be in a country that doesn't even celebrate Halloween. Makes no sense.
It's going to be so much fun.
But it will be fun. I'm excited. I haven't even fully wrapped my brain around it. I was kind of thinking about it last night and I haven't been out of the country since I was in college. And let me think about that. No, that's not true. I went to Mexico, but I don't count that. I haven't been to Europe since college and I'm just so ready to be immerse myself in. It's just, I don't know if Denmark will be like this, but when I was in Europe the last time, nobody spoke English and it was actually really nice, to not hear and process conversations 24/7, you know?
That's so interesting. I've never thought about that.
It's wild. It's probably the biggest thing that was my takeaway from being there.
Yeah, I've never thought about that. I would just imagine that would be scary, but.
No, I'm over here I freaking love it. I can't communicate with you. Great.
Have you been practicing your Danish?
No, is that even a language?
Yes.
Is it? See, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Well, what did you think that they spoke?
I don't know.
Did
Scandinavian? I don't know.
Vikings?
I don't know. Summer and I haven't been in contact for a while. I feel like we've had some visitors, each of us were hosting. So we were just saying it'll be fun today to kind of just use this episode to catch up, talk about some astronomical things that are happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how have you been energetically and everything?
You know, well, last week was, a challenging one. And this week I feel like I'm bouncing back a little bit. I mean, still feel sad for a lot of people that I love and all of that. But I was listening to Mimi, say her last name, Bouchard, the founder of Superhuman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
On Tori Dunlap's, who is the financial feminist. I was listening to her on her podcast, and she said, when it comes to your spirituality and your energy and self-development work, it's more about the bounce back than anything. So, yeah, she said, once you get to a good place spiritually, your bounce back time is a lot shorter than when you are first getting into the world. So I thought that was really interesting.
Why do you think that is? Or did she say?
I think it's because you have more tools to realign versus before we were into any of this self-development stuff, I lacked a lot of tools.
Yeah, because we think it's up to us and our humanly toolkit to figure everything out. And it's so unrealistic. I don't know. I've thought about this a lot lately. This actually leads nicely into the spirit babies conversation. But ever since becoming more in touch with my intuition and kind of being a little bit more on this woo train that we're on, I realized how it's I don't know how to put this, but I realized that it was it takes a village, right? But I never knew what that was like until and it also is so powerful. I think it's with reading books too. It's talking about things and telling people things. And I think that's a part of manifesting certain things too, because you have to sometimes be vocal about what you want, because you never know who is going to be able to put a piece together for you. And I cannot tell you. So I've now gathered, I have my friend, my dear friend, who is a hairdresser and my Reiki person. I have now my acupuncturist, who turns out she's super clairvoyant and also a Reiki person. We have Sarah from Be Data Lit. She's a tarot card reader. We have our soul tribe, me and Aaron. And that whole, also an extension of that group would be the people we did the sound bath with. And I feel like the list could keep going. I'm trying to think of who I'm forgetting, but I've made sure, even if I feel I don't know why I'm sharing this with this person, but then I do. And then it's oh my gosh, this is why, because they have, everyone has different perspectives and different understandings, different knowledge that they've gained over their lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think with the, like, to your point, what you were saying is, like, I think too, it is also, I think there's power in knowing, like, you're not alone now because of having the spirituality side of things and the mindset shift. And it's like, you can bounce back quicker because you understand, like, I don't know, it's just not all up to us by ourselves, you know?
It's also really interesting that, yeah, it's like the, so I say invisible string theory because I'm a Swiftie, but there is a word that all the woo people say, and it's something string theory, but it's basically the same theory, which is like, you are like connected to people and like in a web of people before you even realize it, or before you, or like not even knowing why, but you have these like connections with people. So like, I think you and I meeting was like an invisible string theory, like just so bizarre. And then like Aaron and, you know, like I believe that that is very true.
Yeah, I think so too. I definitely think so. As we mentioned when we started, we are recording this on October 10th right now. And so it's called a 1010 portal. Do you want to read what that means?
Yeah. So it says, on this extraordinary day, October 10th, the mystical 1010 portal opens, offering a profound opportunity to tap into powerful cosmic energies. This annual celestial event is said to provide a divine gateway for individuals to manifest their dreams and desires, amplifying their intentions and guiding them toward transformation. Spiritual communities and individuals worldwide are coming together to embrace this moment and unlock the magic within. According to spiritual traditions, the number 10 signifies completion and renewal, a cycle of life that constantly evolves. This day is believed to open an energetic gateway, offering heightened alignment with universal forces, allowing individuals to manifest their dreams and set intentions with heightened clarity and focus.
I love that. A big thing that I actually talked to my acupuncturist about yesterday was manifestation, and actually like surrender manifestation.
Okay, tell me the tea.
So, okay, well, we'll just jump into it because it doesn't really loop nicely into this 1010 conversation. But okay, I have started getting acupuncture as a tactic for my fertility battle journey. It's not a battle, it's a journey. And also just because, I don't know if like whoever's had acupuncture, hopefully you can relate. It's amazing. It's been very life-changing, I will say. And I now see why people do it. But anywho, my acupuncturist, like I said, she's very like intuitive. She's a clairvoyant. She is very like in tune with spiritual side of things. And she shared with me like on one of our first appointments that I should check out the book Spirit Babies. And so Spirit Babies is a book written by a guy who he basically walks people through like why they are not getting pregnant, but that they have spirits surrounding them that are their babies that are, you know, meant to come to this planet, to this world. And he talks a lot about like the purpose of miscarriage. And I actually haven't read this book yet, so I don't want to do it injustice with describing it, but it's just an interesting book. So look it up if you're interested. But anyhow, she talked to me and she just said, you should get the book Spirit Babies. And I'm like, okay. And I was just kind of like, and then she's kind of the type where like she leaves it. She doesn't elaborate unless you ask her to. So after that appointment, I was like, I looked up the book. I don't know. Nick and I thought it was a little bit too woo-woo for us. We were like, I don't know about this. But then this past week, I was like, it came up again. And I'm like, like I'm kind of thinking about this Spirit Baby thing. And then I had my appointment with her yesterday and I was like, I'm going to ask her, because I think she had mentioned in that first appointment, like she can see, or sometimes she said like Spirit Babies can look like orbs surrounding us, but she didn't say that like she could see them, I guess. So something in me wanted to ask her if she could see Spirit Babies. So I asked her that in our appointment yesterday. And, you know, I'm laying on the table, she's puncturing me with needles. We're having our like normal conversations. And I'm like, so, I know you had said I need to get the Spirit Babies book, and you know, they typically can be seen around people. And I said, can you see Spirit Babies? And she was like, yeah, I can. And sometimes I can see it in my clients and sometimes I can't. And then like nothing. And so I'm laying there and I'm like, do you see Spirit Babies around me? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And She's like, I do. And she started smiling and she was like, they're really excited too. And I said, okay. And she's like, yeah, there's three. You have three. There's a, yeah. And so, and they also can be different colors. And so she was saying, and he talks about this in the book, sometimes women, if you can connect with your spirit baby and see that colorful orb around you, they'll wear the color that the orb is to try to attract the spirit baby. And so
Who will wear the color?
the mom will, like, the potential for the potential baby to come to fruition and have a, clinical pregnancy. Yeah. And so, but she said, like, straight up, Summer, I felt like I was in some type of like Wiccan, like, movie, like practical magic. She was just like, I didn't need to pee on a pregnancy test because she just could tell me I wasn't pregnant because of the spirit baby. So if I was pregnant, the orb would be more like with me versus surrounding me. So if you're pregnant, your orb is kind of like, I guess, lingering next to you at all times.
I'm really excited and definitely have questions, but then the other side of me is just a scaredy cat.
I know. I was like, no, but when she said that they were really excited and she was laughing, it was like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Like, I was like, oh, I felt like a relief almost, and like, and so, and then she said that one was yellow and one was green and that the yellow one was coming forward the most. And yeah, so she was like, you just need to get the book. Because she also said that she thinks I'm very intuitive. And I was like, well, I like to think that. Like, I think, I've tried to, own that a little bit more the last few years. And she was like, I really think you'll be able to communicate with them, like, or at least, at the very least, like, notice them. And I mean, she told me I could keep going. I feel like I've been talking a lot, and this isn't even our topic for today. But
Oh, really interesting.
okay, so, but yeah, I mean, she kept elaborating on some other things about it. And yeah, she just, I mean, when she said, like, I'd be very surprised if you're pregnant. I was like, no, I feel that. Like, I've been very, again, intuitive with my body. I've known exactly when I'm pregnant before even being able to take a pregnancy test. And I've known exactly when it hasn't happened. Like, I know. So
Wow, that is so fascinating.
it was wild.
Also, invisible string theory,
Yeah.
what are the odds that you were connected to her? Someone who is, I mean, I know acupuncturists are always a little like, I mean, intuitive, and I don't even want to say woo, but like obviously Chinese medicine, like,
Right. That's who I'm forgetting. My therapist, who I've brought up on here, Nancy. She's my other, like, another person in that weave who actually referred me to this acupuncture place. So
Wow.
there you go. Oh,
Wow.
and I'm not even gonna get into the whole, like, the pieces that I've taken to the acupuncturist from my Reiki sessions, and then my acupuncturist can, like, put two and two together for me. It's wild. Like, and everything's been so valid. Like, everything's been validated so far.
The Chinese New Year thing.
Yeah, that. And then, like, there have been a few other things, but I guess with the point of the 1010 portal with manifestation, she was just saying, she was like, you've been trying for 2 years now. She's like, sometimes that can be very harmful to the body, like, just the act of everything you've been trying to do. And so she was like, I really just recommend releasing, surrendering. And she was just saying how it's a part of manifestation to just kind of let it go, let it be, take a break for a few months and just see, what happens. See, and then she was just saying, and I told her about our podcast. I was like, funny you say this. I'm like, you're really talking about surrender manifestation. And I was like, we did an episode on this. So.
Yeah, I can assume it's like frustrating to hear that when, or can be.
Yeah, it well, I think because I was probably distracted by the fact that all of the woo was happening when I got that message from her. I kind of already had a, like I said, though, I kind of already had a feeling, like, I had my moment of, like, are we fucking serious? Sadness again, which was, like, probably Tuesday, because things started changing in my body that signaled to me, like, no, you're not pregnant. So it was almost just like a like, she confirmed, and there were some things too with, like, when she put a needle into my side where my liver is, she was like, there's stagnant, like, chi in your liver, which means you're about to menstruate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. It's wild. The body is powerful. And like we have, if we were to listen to our bodies in a more like intentional way, I feel like we'd have a path, like we'd have a like a map of life more, you know.
Yeah.
But I just keep going, and like I guess too, in the spirit of this 10-10 portal, like you just gotta like trust and, you know, let it do its thing.
Well, first off, we need to get you some yellow.
Well, oh my God, Summer, do you know what I realized after she said that? And then I was laying on the bed by myself. What's my favorite crystal?
Oh, yeah, citrine.
Yeah, little sunshine in your pocket. I almost started crying on the bed.
You should have told her that.
I did tell her. I told her afterwards. I said, I had an epiphany as you were gone. And I'm like, I literally also just got a bracelet, which I need to put. I got a bracelet the other weekend. I showed you it, the citrine bracelet. So,
it's
and
like
then
you need.
So the other orb is green, which this is very loose because Nick's favorite color is green, but also his favorite crystal is fluorite, which is a green crystal.
Oh,
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know. I almost feel like I don't even have the words because, you know, there was a time where like when, and I'm not saying you, but if anyone would have told me these things, I would have been like, pish posh. But now, Haley, I believe it so like fully. Coincidences don't like just happen. You know, like there's so much more that we don't see.
Right. And it does, it goes back to whether it's writing it down so you can see, like we were doing with our notes when we see our angel numbers, so you can try to see a pattern, or it's telling a person about another thing. It's like, if you keep it all to yourself, that's not going to do anything. So, and by me sharing this, I'm putting it out into the world too, that like maybe something will come of it, you know?
Yeah, I know. And also, I think me and you are just too excited to just not share these things.
I know. It's just too cool. I'm like, this is wild. So yes, that was my very long-winded woo-woo, the woo of it all for today.
It's such a cool experience. And I'm so glad that you found this acupuncturist. Even if you don't keep going to her forever, like having someone like that in your pocket is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely been enlightening to say the least. Go ahead.
I did want to finish talking about the angel, the portal.
Oh yeah, with your book. Yes, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I wanted to mention, so real quickly, angel numbers, which has been happening for me for a while, and I talked to you about it and I talk about it on the podcast. Angel numbers have been nonstop in my life lately. I'm talking 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, 1-1, or 1-11, 2-22, almost every single one. Or it'll like skip a few and then I'll see like 444 or 555.
Yeah.
And the next, so like if one, and even like talking about it, I'm like, it makes me feel some sort of like energetic, like tingles. I don't know, but I like every other day, I'm constantly seeing some variation of angel numbers every day.
Yeah. I think that's so cool. And now that like you have your book that can tell you more about what those mean, it's so, I think it's such a cool kind of practice to get into.
I really think it is like my way of receiving signs. Like,
so yeah, we're going to go full woo. This is what I was talking about though, from my aura book that I was telling you. So we have the auras around our bodies, energy that surrounds our bodies, are in five different layers. And I don't have my book next to me or else I would go grab it and read it to you. But the most outer layer, well, the second to most outer layer extends from your body 5 feet. Okay. So the layer on the outside of that layer is then the, like, you are at one with the world, basically. And so I think, and so your aura, your energy can then extend. There's an infinite amount potentially if you're that, you know, in tune with everything. So I think what's happening maybe with you is like you're getting to that point of understanding and you're just, you know, now becoming more aware. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Definitely. I do think that makes a lot of sense. It's like the red car theory.
It is.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's not true. It just means we know what we're looking for.
Yep. So what does 10-10 mean?
So I think it's pretty much reiterating what we just read. I have been seeing it a lot lately. When the angels send you 10:10, they are telling you to have faith in yourself and to reject doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Faith in yourself. Okay. Now we really are going to talk about current day. People are listening. It's October 30th. We have a new moon coming up in 2 days. And so new moons, again, are a great time for setting intentions and manifesting goals. So it says that, so this is going to be a new moon in Scorpio, which summer is a Scorpio. And moon in Scorpio creates the need to delve into your feelings as deep as possible. You desire meaningful emotional exchanges now more than at any other time, even if it is not easy and you are forced to change many things. Shallow relationships do not satisfy you because they are not purifying enough. What do we feel about that?
Not surprising.
You desire meaningful emotional exchanges now more than any other time. Okay. So emotions are high. Makes sense for you fellow Scorpios. No offense, not throwing shade, just being observant.
But our emotions are not high.
Right? Emotions are constantly on our sleeves. But that's good. That's why we love you. And we need you. I love that. I think that's very powerful. You know, I don't know. Putting, like, just being able to, like, turn inward and put yourself first, I think, is what's happening with this new moon. Maybe setting an intention and, like, manifesting, like, it says basically reflecting on the relationships, the people that you have in your life, So
I think for Halloween, to celebrate the new moon, you should dress up as the person that you're manifesting.
Oh, who would you dress up as? Or like a version of yourself? Or what are you saying?
A version of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I would be a cottage owner and I would be very zen and I would basically, if I could live Hillary Burton's life, but in a smaller, I mean, she is on a beautiful, like, I think she's on a mountain somewhere or in a valley or something, but she's got a farm and she's very just like, again, just like the whole practical magic vibes, like that would be great. But on a smaller, like I want just like a cottage. I don't necessarily want like an entire farm. I would like some llamas. Yeah.
So you would dress up, you would wear overalls.
Yeah, I would have like witchy rings on.
Witchy rings. You would have potions in your pockets.
Yep. Potions in my pocket. Okay, so we were just talking for friends at home. We were like, what is the origin of Halloween? Like who even knows this? And I actually looked this up like not too long ago when I was with my sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. So what did you think it was? The origin?
I just said the devil.
Gosh. And it's funny. Okay, here's my question. Full transparency. What is paganism? Like, what does that even mean? Do you know? No, without looking up, what do you think it is?
Do you hear that?
No. Oh, gosh. What?
Something was like, but it didn't sound like a horn. It was like a squeak. And then it was like, ah. Also, last night at like 10 p.m.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I was sitting here laying in bed. Like, not bedtime, just laying in bed. No TVs are on, no phones are on, nothing. And all of a sudden we heard, what is the song that plays when a soldier dies?
Oh, Traveling Soldier from the Dixie Chicks? What? When a soldier dies? I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Because I need you to understand what we heard for a solid 5 minutes.
From where? Like the Citadel?
I don't think so.
What do you mean? Like, was it playing outside?
Haley? Song. I hate to Google this. It is a thing. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a trumpet song.
I don't hear anything.
Give it a second.
Oh, okay.
At 10 p.m., blasting through the neighborhood. The entire song, like 5 minutes long. We just laid there. We both were like,
the heck?
And we just laid there and listened to the whole thing. And then afterwards, Austin's like, that's the song when a soldier dies. And I was like, that's all we've got to say about this?
Like, what? Concerned.
Anyway.
Did your neighborhood? Okay, yeah, I have so many questions. Okay.
Well, normally. So
what is paganism?
I don't know. Something to do with the devil.
Really?
That's what I. No, you told me I can't look it up, so that's my guess.
Look it up now. What is it?
Okay.
Because it says Halloween's origins can be tracked back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which was a pagan celebration to mark the end of summer and the beginning of winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a term first used in the 4th century by early Christians, which Christmas is a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
Pagans believe that nature is sacred and that the natural cycles of birth, growth, and death observed in the world around us carry profoundly spiritual meanings.
Yeah, so it's very nature derived is what it sounds like. And for some reason, I think like over the years and the decades and then like movies, they've like made it into this like devil thing. But I really don't think paganism is a devil related thing, right?
Not pagan rituals commonly focus on honoring a deity or deities, observing natural cycles such as seasonal changes or the waxing and waning of the moon, or celebrating rites of passage such as birth, transitioning into adulthood, marriage, and death.
Yeah. Okay. So I love this. And so Halloween was essentially just a celebration of the seasons changing. And so it says, I want to know like a date, like when the ancient Celtics, like what year is this? Okay, so Samhain means summer's end in Celtic. Halloween is thought to be a combination of the word hollow, which originally meant saint, and een, an abbreviation for the word eve. So Saint Eve. Interesting.
So when did, well, I think there's this misconception too, because people dress up as scary things on Halloween.
Right, and it says here like that's clearly okay. So it says the Celts celebrated Samhain with bonfires, dancing, and wearing costumes. The costumes were often made from animal heads and skins.
See.
What? Okay, now that's weird. That would be weird, right? Okay, so I'm just clicking and reading through. When did Halloween begin? That's what I'm gonna look up. The 19th century. Oh no, sorry. Halloween's popularity in the United States began in the 19th century when Irish immigrants brought their traditions with them. Okay, so it was obviously Celtics from Ireland before the 19th century. So this is cool.
That is cool. Very interesting. I truthfully have never thought to look it up. I've just only heard about paganism and Christmas.
I know. I thought that was, I actually have not heard of paganism and Christmas, but we'll cover that on our Christmas episode. But so my sister-in-law, Ashley, and I watched The Craft over the weekend. Have you seen that movie? The Craft.
Is
So
it
for the
scary?
long, no, I mean, yes and no, but no, it's like a cult classic again, kind of along the lines of Practical Magic, but a little bit more like dark. But for the longest time, I felt like that movie was like it made me feel uncomfortable because I thought it was about dark magic and worshiping the devil. But what I realized that this time watching it through is it's actually the opposite. It's telling you that like you can be a witch, quote unquote, but if you're a witch, it's for the good of the world and the universe. And when you are a bad witch, you will get punished, basically. So it's all about nature. And again, it's like this paganism theme. Like they are very nature driven in that movie, especially. And then, like, one of them goes, she's a bad egg from the start. She's like power hungry. She wants to be controlling. And then, like, there's a balance, is what they talk about. So, you know, you can have that, but there has to be a give for your take situation. Yeah, I won't ruin the ending for you, but it was very enlightening. I was like, huh. So it actually was saying, like, it's not the devil's work. And if it is, then you're going down because the universe doesn't want that, basically.
I saved it. I just saved it into my phone to watch it this weekend.
But yeah, you'll have to let me know what you think. So, what are you doing for Halloween tomorrow, in the future tomorrow?
Well, if we're manifesting what I'm doing on Halloween tomorrow, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night. I'll be somewhere in Denmark. I'm trying to think where I'll be.
Yeah, I don't know. We originally, we're gonna go to Asheville, but oh, well, not on actual Halloween, but maybe we'll go to Katie and Cody's and do Halloween with the kids.
Yeah, I think that's fun. I feel like I'm shifting topics now. I was thinking this morning, I feel like my body is so connected with this season, with this time of year. It's wild. Like I feel like I'm like in my groove right
That's
now.
good.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that. Whenever I went outside today and I was sitting outside on my computer with the girls, with the pups, the coldness and just sitting outside with them while they were running around, it reminded me so much of our home in Burnsville. And I used to like, because it was always cold, pretty much always, except for like 1 month of the year. And so I would just sit outside with them when Austin was at work and just let them run. And I would just sit on the hill and just watch them. I felt very like in tune with that feeling.
Yeah, like home.
today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is nice to hear from you because you don't like cold weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I don't mind it now. It's when it gets like unbearable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I'm always listening to nonstop podcasts and books and then recommending and telling the stories like it's my story. I don't know why I'm like this. But every time I listen to our like previous episode, I'm like, who is she even talking about? But anyway, so just gonna talk about this guy. His name's James Wentworth.
Oh my gosh, you are obsessed. He's your MGK for me.
I mean, no,
not even? Okay.
But I do enjoy it because it really is like a variation of our podcast, which is mindset and business.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just, and honestly, I listen to it a lot for inspiration of things that to talk about because it just has taught me so much.
Yeah. But
I was listening to an episode today of he, his wife, and his sister. So listen to how crazy this is. His business is like intuitively teaching. Here I go again.
You're fine. Do it. I love it.
His business is intuitively teaching business owner. He's a coach, but like an intuitive coach.
Yeah, like Patsy almost.
Yes. His sister is a manifestation coach.
Oh, that's cool.
When does that ever happen?
Yeah, it's like your whole family. Wait, what's his mom?
Well, he didn't grow up woo, and he talked about that in this episode. He didn't grow up, he or his sister. But they said they became adults, they realized that his mom was a first-generation immigrant, and in the country that she came from, she couldn't, like, practice anything. So she did it, and then once they moved here, as they got older, he talks about his mom, like, then started to talk about a lot of mindfulness things. But anyway, long story short, I thought that was really interesting that both siblings are, like, that's obviously a very intuitive family.
Right.
But because I was thinking like me and Cody or me and Matt, like we would never.
Never. Although I think they would if they understood it. Right.
Yeah. So, oh, yes. So I thought that was cool. But then second thing is that, this episode, they talk about your intuitive gifts. Mm-hmm. They said something that was really interesting that I wanted to talk about, which is we all are actually intuitive people with intuitive gifts. It's just learning to lean into your gifts and whatever they may be.
Okay.
And then he was talking about when he sees signs, he always sees his signs in animals. And then the manifestation coach, his sister, was talking about when she sees signs, she always sees them in angel numbers. So, I thought that was all very interesting.
I'm like trying to think what my sign would be or like, because I see both. I mean, I see the numbers and I love my bird feeder in my office because I take cardinal birds as a sign.
He said one time he was on a coaching call and he lives in Sedona, Arizona, which love to go there.
Gosh, with the energetic vortexes.
Yes, that's why he's there. But he said he was on a coaching call with his clients and a roadrunner came up to his window and just stared at him for like 5 minutes.
So what happened with his client? Was it like a good client or was it like get the hell out?
Well, so I think all of his clients are woo because he's like an intuitive.
I mean, like what was the sign, you know, that he took it as?
Oh, right. Well, so he said that it stayed there for about 5 minutes and he stared at it for the entire 5 minutes.
Then what?
And then it went away. But he was like, I have to honor this sign while it's in front of me. So he said just for the coaching call, just stared.
But my question is like, what did he get from that? What was the message? You know?
But one thing they did say that they do that you will find this interesting because you do this is every time you see a sign, write down what you were thinking when you saw it.
Yep.
But so I have my 11-11 chart.
Yep.
And mine will be like arguing with my mom.
Mm-hmm. Right in the lawnmower with my curlers in.
We should make that this week's
card. Yes. Throwback.
Well, is there anything else you want to add to this? I feel like this is a very, I don't know if this is, maybe I'll check Chaney. I don't know if this is a super intuitive week or what, but it definitely feels like the energy is all. Well, it's the Tintin portal, so.
Yeah, I definitely think, like, I don't know, I just feel like, and I feel like this will continue on for the rest of this month, heading into the new moon in Scorpio, but like, definitely like emotions are high. Kind of thing, kind of vibes. but like stay in touch with your gut instinct for things. It's kind of how
I don't feel that, but that's interesting.
What do you feel?
Well, when we were in the eclipse, I felt like tensions were high.
Or did I say tension? I meant emotions.
Oh, well, both.
Yeah. Well, I do feel a sense of calm. Yeah. Okay, let's wrap up with intentions. So as this episode, as we've kind of already mentioned, this episode was really woo. So we hope you guys enjoyed our peek into how our brains work when we're catching up with all the things. But we hope you all have the best Halloween. Tomorrow night, just if not about trick-or-treating, take some time to connect with nature. Because as we just learned, it's a pagan holiday. So maybe like go dance outside around the moon.
Yeah.
Barefoot.
Yes. Yeah. So. Be safe and have a happy Halloween and enjoy it.
Yeah. And so I think with me, for my intention this week, future Haley, I think I'm going to be, I mean, I know I'll be in Denmark. So my intention definitely for that week when I am there is going to be to like unplug. And I really want to be like a vessel, like I always say, but like just for like inspiration and like appreciation and just like, yeah, like enjoying this massive world that we live in and getting to go see it in person.
Yeah. So. It'd be so much fun. I can't wait to hear all about it, although I'm going to have separation anxiety, but it's fine.
I know. Okay, well, what's your intention? What will you be up to? Because you'll just come off of your birthday, which will be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my intention for the month of October is to, and this has been something that's been speaking to me a lot lately too, is just like finding my path to living in true alignment.
Yep.
And like, I know that things come up and certain days can be stressful and certain days can be tiring and all of those things, but I really just want to find my very clear path to where I feel like I don't want to question myself. I just want to feel very aligned and confident in where I'm at.
Yeah, it's like so you can be thriving and not surviving. Yes. Yeah. Well, I think, and like, I know I say this all the time to you, but like, that's the phase that you're in your journey, in your business journey too. And you'll get there. I mean, you're already like miles, light years ahead of where I was at this point in business. So, because you'll be, you're on year two now, which is like literally insane. It's amazing.
Yeah. I have to remind myself of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but oh, that's what I was going to say. The angel numbers, like, I feel like those, like, every time I need those signs, they're there. So I know I'm going in the right direction.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Keep it up. I agree. I do the same thing. Always look for the signs. Right. Yep. All right, friends. Well, we're not together. We're virtual, but we'll like virtually mic tap. Cheers. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. We again hope you have the best Halloween.
Woo! Woo!